is, darling, but is it art?
August Ward is an artist who grew up in Tāmaki Makaurau, whose primarily painting practice explores the visual signature and emblems of affluence and desire, consumption and the idealized female form, existing in the uncanny valley of womanhood, letting the contrast and intersection of imperfection and glamour lead the work both practically and conceptually. Her current solo exhibition, World of Interiors, opening tonight at Ivan Anthony, sees Ward furthering her exploration in this realm of subject matter, expanding her painting and drawing practice in scale and form, bringing these sculptural qualities into the works and space surrounding. Crystals adorning the canvas to form a necklace, ledges attached at the base of others with taxidermied mice, and a cavity for a misty or perfume to perch, these symbols become physical adornments to the glamour of their pictorial counterparts. Pushing and pulling each painting's textural potential, the idea of the surface sits at the forefront of her relationship with oil painting, graphite as her primary mediums. I caught up with August about World of Interiors ahead of its opening tonight. Here's her interview now.
My name's August Ward. I'm a painter from Auckland. I guess the main themes that would underpin my practice would probably be desire, consumerism, display, kind of these fetish objects of consumerism and packaging and advertising, as well as just like general glamorous objects. They're my main themes. And my medium is oil paint, but I also do a lot of pencil and drawing as well.
We're here, of course, today to speak a little to your exhibition opening tonight at Ivan Anthony, World of Interiors. You last showed with Ivan in late 2024 with your show Signature. Looking at this current exhibition, while the works sit in this similar realm of subject that's been long propelling your practice, this current show feels a little different in application and form. Reflecting on your last show at the gallery, what do you think has been the main change in your approach to painting and your practice in the last nearly 2 years?
I think the change in scale between the two shows would be the biggest, most obvious one, as well as I've kind of done a bit of a salon hang at this one, which is actually Ivan's idea and something that I was slightly resistant to at first, but I think really works. Yeah, the shift in scale would be the big one, from kind of these large, very, very large paintings to these really small ones, which I think is quite a fun transition.
For sure. I think something that also stood out to me was, I guess, the more sculptural qualities of the work, incorporating crystals into a painting to form a necklace, adding ledges to other works for taxidermied mice to sit on, a cavity for a misty or perfume, and of course a large taxidermied silver fox on wood, which sits in the middle of the space. What kind of led you to this expansion of your painting practice and incorporation of these more sculptural forms?
Well, it was actually, I took a trip with my boyfriend at the end of last year, and we went to a lot of art galleries, but also a lot of museums, and particularly natural history museums. And I feel like at some point something clicked. Well, actually, I saw a Robert Rauschenberg painting that had an eagle in it, and I kind of, thought about all of these things that had been inspiring me so much and how I could combine it into my painting practice. Yeah, and so incorporating the objects was definitely like a big step forward, I feel, incorporating my interest into my painting practice.
Are you able to speak a little bit more to that incorporation of taxidermy specifically into your work? Where did that kind of come from? Is that kind of a lead on from that trip as well?
Yes, definitely. Because I looked at a lot of taxidermy, and it was really inspiring me. And kind of how taxidermy has got like a strange, glamorous power to it. Like it's kind of there's kind of an attraction, revulsion kind of a feeling towards it, because it's obviously so strange, like taking the skin off of a dead animal and preserving it forever, but also, so glamorous.
It's got a strange luxury to it.
Yeah, it does have a strange luxury. And because I guess, I've got a personal, I love fur coats and fur things, and so it's like there's a kind of a natural progression to taxidermy there.
I guess it connects nicely to my next question. You spoke a little to this earlier, but your practice tends to paint these desirable consumer high-end items and this exploration of glamour, objects of desire in everyday life, then connecting these ideas to womanhood, gender, and transsexuality. Are you able to speak a little bit more to the subject matter that binds your practice generally and how you approach the exploration of this in this show specifically?
Well, I think that it is about desire, but it's also about taste. Like, I think that's one of my core ideas in my practice. Like, what is taste? And, like, what makes these, like, glamorized objects, like, tasteful or trashy, you know? And there's some exploration of that in this show because, like, leopard print is one of those things that falls really on the margin of tasteful and trashy. You know, it can exist in so many different spaces. Like, it can be like a silk pillow and like a gorgeous couch, or it can be a fleecy polyester blanket. It's, I guess, an exploration of the idea of taste and these objects, not necessarily a celebration of them, even though I do enjoy it. And I feel like it's the same with perfumes, you know, like a designer perfume is the cheapest thing you can possibly buy from a designer, and it's kind of the lowest thing that they have for sale. It's quite, yeah, commercial and across the board. I think in this show especially, I was exploring these intersections of kind of taste and femininity and glamour.
I guess with that as well, you've long noted that an important archetypal place of inspiration for these ideas in your practice is looking to the Real Housewife, as in the TV franchise, but also as a concept and their relationship to the idealized female form and consumption. Are you able to speak a little to the connection you've drawn between these ideas and where that sits within your practice?
Yeah, well, because I guess, like, the Real Housewife as, like, an archetype, as this kind of, like, on the surface, like, perfected, kind of glamorized woman who's, like, the ultimate consumer and never wears the same outfit twice. But there's also something, like, unhinged and, like, messy about it, you know? Like, they have these horrendous fights with their friends and smash glasses at restaurants and stuff. Like, it's kind of this, it's, like, the unbridled power of glamour, in a way, in the female archetype.
I feel like texture and the idea of surface feels very present in your style, with thick oil paint and strong pencil lines often sitting at the forefront of your paintings. I'd love to hear a bit about your relationship with the materials you work with. What interests you in the, I guess, textural potential of a painting?
Yeah, well, I think drawing out the surface is very important for me, and kind of sculpting a painting. I feel like I'm quite direct in that way. Like, I can't really a lot of the time be bothered, like, sitting there blending perfectly and stuff. It's kind of, yeah, there's a really strong drawing element to my practice. And the surface and texture is all kind of part of that. But then it's also sculptural in a way, because, like, usually a drawing is very, like, 2D. But my paintings end up being really, yeah, kind of thick and textured.
You said imperfection there. I guess, is there kind of like a line between, I guess, these concepts you were talking about, the, you know, even just the idea of like talking to a perfume, which is like the cheapest designer item you can buy, which is kind of got this element of imperfection and messy. Do you like to kind of further explore that in the material that you're using as well, as a kind of thorough line?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, because I enjoy a lot of artists that are kind of imperfect or like slightly naive. Like, I love Karen Kilimnik, and like, because my subject matter can like tend towards too perfected, too like ad like I don't want to make an ad. I want to do like a painting that's inspired by an ad. So yeah, I think that's where that kind of imperfection comes in.
I guess you kind of spoke to it a little bit before that. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your process. Obviously, painting or drawing these items of glamour, perfumes, high heels, bouquets of flowers, directly is a starting point for inspiration. But are you able to walk me through a little bit more your process in making a work, from its conceptual beginnings and then how that takes shape in your process practically?
So it usually starts with me taking a lot of photos. Like, everywhere I go, I'm always taking photos of things. Like, yeah, displays, store windows, like shoes and handbags I like that I could never afford, and also Googling quite a lot of things. Like, my camera roll is filled with like old Dior ads and stuff, and so it kind of starts like that. Like, I think about what I want to express in my painting and start painting it, and usually it gets scraped off quite a few times, and I love like the distress that kind of happens. And I guess it's kind of like a Max Ernst or like kind of thing that happens sometimes, where like images kind of evolve out of the painting where they weren't necessarily there to begin with. I've got a painting in this show which was a completely different painting to begin with that I scraped off and then drew a mouth on, and kind of realized that the cat that I'd painted originally underneath the painting had kind of emerged again through scraping and working back. Yeah, there's a lot of push and pull and kind of, I guess, subtraction and addition that goes into making these paintings.
That was August Ward speaking to me about her solo exhibition World of Interiors opening tonight at Ivan Anthony. That's on from 5:30 till 7:30, so head along.